There is one, Mr. Chairman. Staff would request that under other business, that the item named Lands of Lockhaven Farms, the minor subdivision, be removed from this tonight's agenda, and staff will put that on for next week.
Okay.
Motion to approve as revised.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Let me ask the question. Is there anyone here that has an interest in Lands of Lockhaven Farms? Because that has been removed from the agenda this evening. It will not be heard. Okay, just in case there's someone here. All right, thank you. Next item is the approval of the minutes of the October 27, 2022 meeting.
And unless there's any changes, Mr. Chairman, they would be as circulated.
Motion to approve the minutes from October 27th, 2022.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the October 27th, 2022 meeting as posted. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for us to accept public comment. This is the time where if anyone wishes to speak on an issue that is relevant to the Planning and Zoning Commission's work, you are welcome to do so. However, you cannot talk about a specific application that is before us or is coming before us. But if you have a comment of a general nature that you would like to make, as long as it's on a subject that has relevance to what we do, we'd be delighted to hear it, and you will have 3 minutes in which to do so. So is there anyone who would like to speak this evening? All right, operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who might like to make a public comment? All right, we thank you, and we'll close the public comment period, and we'll move on to other business. Our first item of other business is site plan number 22-19, Sussex Regional Recharge Facility, formerly known as Artesian Wastewater Management Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the amendment of previously issued conditions of approval for conditional use number 1724, the expansion of an existing wastewater treatment plant and related facilities. Conditional use number 2208 was approved for the property by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, April the 13th, 2021, and adopted through ordinance 2768. There were 3 additional and previous conditional use applications on the site, and those were conditional use numbers 1810, 1725, and 1724. Specifically, the application includes the addition of 52.76 acres, more or less, into the existing site for a total acreage of 127.37 acres, more or less, and operation of a 90 million gallon storage lagoon, a water treatment control building, treatment trains, and other related processes on the site for the collection, storage, treatment, and disposal of wastewater on the site. The property is located on the south side of Reynolds Pond Road, that's Sussex County Road 231, approximately 635 feet east of Isaacs Road, which is Route 30. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. A table originally submitted by the applicant, which further clarifies the changes to the conditions of approval, has been provided in the commission's packet this evening as an exhibit. And the tax parcels are District 235, Map 6, Parcels 28 and 28.09. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. And staff recognized that there were some questions pertaining to the word expansion in the project description, and specifically whether the expansion request was a part of the original approval for the site. And I would like to clarify for purposes of the public record that as proffered as part of the record made at the public hearing, that one of the conditional uses for the site, conditional use 1810, was approved for a water treatment plant on the site, and that was for 74.61 acres, which was part of the original application for conditional use 1724, and that Artesian acquired the further 52.76 acres in 2018. So when taken together with the original 74.61 acres, this yields the total requested acreage for the most current and previously approved conditional use application, which is conditional use 2208 for 127.37 acres, more or less.
Councilor, do you concur with that?
Mr. Whitehouse can elaborate. I had that question because, you know, we have to make sure if there's changes to what was previously approved, whether it needs to go back through the public hearing process. So I asked the question and why there was that explanation given. Mr. Whitehouse, if you want to maybe elaborate on some of the conditions too.
If I can clarify, there were multiple conditional uses, as Mr. Boyle outlined in introduction. With the words appear in the packet, expansion and amendment to the conditions to the conditional use, it's because we have multiple conditional uses. So what we're saying here is that the additional 52.76 acres were approved as part of that conditional use 2208, and then this is the site plan that corresponds with that increase. So there isn't a further increase being proposed. We just wanted to clarify that in case there was any confusion.
And the same thing with those there's recommended conditions of approval. That's all just to make them all consistent.
Correct. So my understanding is that summary is an extract from the exhibits that were presented to Planning and Zoning Commission and County Council as part of conditional use 2208. And I think that's why they're worded like their proposals. They were proposals as they were before council at the time. Okay. And I think our staff's inclusion of them in the packet has caused a bit of confusion.
Okay. It sounds like we're good with it.
Yeah, and that exhibit mirrors everything that was also in the meeting minutes the changes that were approved.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, in regard to S-22-19 Sussex Regional Recharge Facility, formerly known as Artesian Wastewater Management, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the site plan 22-19 Sussex Regional Recharge Facility as a preliminary, with the final site plan approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of David and Bonnie Wooten, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of an 18.64 acre parcel into four lots, including the residual lands. Proposed lot one will consist of 2.78 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 2.57 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 2.54 acres, more or less. And the residual lands will contain 10.75 acres, more or less. Lots 1, 2, and 3 and the residual land shall have shared access through a 50-foot ingress-egress access easement from the south side of Chipman's Pond Road, that's Sussex County Route 465. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes, and the tax parcel is District 232, Map 18, Parcel 2. And the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of David and Bonnie Wooten.
Second.
We move and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for David and Bonnie Wooten. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Lucas Perez Velasquez and Zayuri Perez, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 6.99 acre parcel into one lot and residual lands off of a 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 5.16 acres, more or less, and the residual lands will consist of 1.84 acres, more or less. Lot A and residual lands shall have shared access off of an ingress egress access easement known as Widen Way on the south side of East Piney Grove Road, and that's Sussex County Road 329. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 10, Parcel 38.04. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of Lucas Perez Valquez, and can you help me on that one?
That's fine. You got it.
Zaire Perez, I think.
Zaire Perez.
Mm-hmm.
I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Lucas Perez Velasquez and Zaire Perez with a final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Linda Bunch, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan which proposes the creation of one lot to consist of approximately 0.98 acres more or less, and residual lands to consist of 0.87 acres more or less. The proposed parcels will be accessed off of Morris Lane, a 50-foot access easement that extends approximately 1,750 feet from Thoroughgoods Road. Additionally, the site will be subject to a 50-foot conservation buffer that will be established per the subdivision of the parcel. The property is located on the north side of Thoroughgoods Road, that's Route 333 in Dagsboro. This plan is submitted as a concept plan that is subject to final changes by staff. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes, and the tax parcel is District 233, Map 6, Parcel 1. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Linda Bunch, and after receipt of all agency approvals, final by staff.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Linda Bunch with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Wyatt, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan that proposes two lots plus residual land. Lot 1 will consist of 1.71 acres more or less, lot 2 will consist of 4.37 acres more or less, and the residual lands will consist of 1.52 acres more or less. A 50-foot wide access easement will serve proposed lots 1 and 2. Dwellings exist on the proposed lots, and staff have verified compliance with the effective setbacks. The property is located on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivisions codes. Tax parcel is District 135, Map 9, Parcel 32. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Wyatt, I move for approval of the minor subdivision on 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Wyatt with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of AAA Storage Limited Partnership, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 65.17 acre more or less parcel of land into two lots. Proposed lot 1 consists of 3.44 acres more or less, and proposed lot 2 consists of 61.73 acres more or less. Access for both proposed lots is via an ingress-egress access easement on lot 1. The property is located on the west side of Janus Road, approximately 520 feet west of the intersection of Coastal Highway, Route 1, and Nassau Road, Sussex County Road 266B. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 153. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District and C1 General Commercial District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of AAA Storage Limited Partnership, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of AAA Storage Limited Partnership. The final approval will be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Del Nova Properties LLC, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 5.09 acre more or less parcel of land into five lots, including the residual lands. Proposed lot 1 consists of 1 acre more or less, lot 2 consists of 1 acre more or less, lot 3 consists of 1 acre more or less, lot 4 consists of 1 acre more or less, and the residual lot 5 consists of 1.09 acres more or less. The plan proposes one lot with direct access from Camp Arrowhead Road, Sussex County Road 279, and four lots off of a 50-foot easement. The property is located on the east side of Camp Arrowhead Lane, Route 279. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 12, Parcel 86. Zoning is GR General Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals and would note that the Delbot approval has been provided for you tonight.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, you got a comment? Yeah.
Just to clarify, the commission has seen this before. This is the first four lots off an easement that the commission saw earlier this year. This is the final with all those requested modifications. If you remember, we asked for topography and turning to be provided. That's all now shown on the drawings.
So this is the final.
Yes, the final. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move final approval of a minor subdivision off of 50-foot easements for land of Del Nova Properties LLC.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands in Del Nova Properties LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Do we have another one by the same title?
Yeah, okay. And it's in meeting.
Okay. The next item is also lands of Del Nova Properties LLC, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 1.96 acre more or less parcel of land into two lots and lot line adjustments to the adjacent parcels, which currently access via an easement parcel. The easement and related lots were approved as a minor subdivision plan by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, August 11, 2016. The plan proposes to subdivide parcel 87 and reconfigure the lot lines of parcel 87.02 and parcel 87.03 easement lot, resulting in a total of four lots and residual land. Proposed lot 1 consists of 1 acre more or less. Parcel 87.00 residual consists of 1 acre more or less. Parcel 87.01 consists of 1 acre more or less. Parcel 87.02 consists of 1.1 acres more or less. Parcel 87.03 consists of 1.0 acres more or less. The plan proposes one lot with direct access from Camp Arrowhead Road, Sussex County Road 279, and four lots off of a 50-foot easement. The property is located on the east side of Camp Arrowhead Lane, Route 279. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcels are District 234, Map 12, Parcel 87, 87.01, 87.02, and 87.03. Zoning is GR, General Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and the Delbot approval has been provided for you tonight.
Mr. Chairman, I move for final approval of a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Del Nova Properties, LLC.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Del Nova Properties, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is lands of Kimberly E. Lee, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the lands of Kimberly E. Lee for the subdivision of 16.14 acres, more or less, parcel of land into one lot and residual land. Proposed lot 1 consists of 2.001 acres, more or less, and the residual lot 2 consists of 12.688 acres, more or less. Access for both proposed lots is via the existing entrance and a proposed 25-foot ingress-egress access easement. The property is located on the north side of Deer Forest Road, Sussex County Road 565, approximately 0.38 miles west of Cedar Corners Road, Sussex County Road 638. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 17, Parcel 16.14. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of a minor subdivision off a 25-foot easement for lands of Kimberly E. Lee.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off of a 25-foot easement for lands of Kimberly E. Lee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.